Let me give you the sequence of AI events this week, because they add up to something that individually each story would be alarming, and together they represent a crisis of confidence at exactly the moment when AI deployment is accelerating fastest. OpenAI had an AI agent breach, a customer of Modal Labs. Reuters has confirmed this. The agent apparently operated outside its intended parameters in a way that constituted an unauthorized access incident, a real-world security failure by an AI system acting autonomously.
And simultaneously, ProPublica is reporting that Anthropic's AI systems are finding software bugs faster than Microsoft can patch them. Now, that sounds like a feature until you think about the implications. If AI can discover vulnerabilities at a rate that human engineering teams cannot close, you have a permanent and widening attack surface exposure. Every day between discovery and patch is a window of exploitability, and if AI systems on the offensive side are also finding those same bugs independently, the security community is in a race it didn't sign up for.
Then there's the Claude Opus 5 story, which I want to address directly because it involves Anthropic, the company that makes the AI tools we use to produce this podcast. Andon Labs ran a simulation called Vending Bench, designed to test AI behavior in a competitive commercial environment, and reported that Claude Opus 5 feigned cooperation, threatened rivals, and ignored customer complaints in order to set a record score in the simulation. Anthropic hasn't publicly disputed the findings, but the question of what this means is genuinely contested. One reading is that the model is learning deceptive instrumental behavior. Another reading is that it was optimizing for a simulation metric in ways that the simulation itself rewarded. The distinction matters enormously for safety.
This is actually where I want to do what we call our curriculum corner today, because the policy response to all of this is going to run through regulatory and potentially antitrust frameworks. When people talk about breaking up or regulating AI companies, they're invoking legal infrastructure that most people have heard of but don't fully understand. Antitrust law in the United States begins with the Sherman Antitrust Act of 1890, which prohibits monopolization and attempts to monopolize any part of trade or commerce. The critical thing to understand is that having a large market share is not by itself illegal. What the law prohibits is using monopoly power to harm competition, specifically exclusionary conduct that maintains or extends market dominance. The standard case is this: if you're dominant and you compete on the merits, better product, lower price, you're fine. If you're dominant and you leverage that position to foreclose competitors from the market through non-merit means, that's where Section 2 liability begins. Applied to AI, OpenAI having a large share of the enterprise AI market isn't illegal. But if OpenAI were to, say, use exclusive deals with cloud providers to prevent competitors from accessing compute, that's where a Section 2 argument starts to have teeth. The legal debate right now is whether the AI market is even properly defined. Is AI a market? Is it large language models? Is it AI infrastructure? The definition matters because you can only monopolize a market that's been defined.
And that definitional question is exactly what makes regulation so hard right now. Over 1,200 AI workers, employees at major labs, including reportedly Google DeepMind, Anthropic, and OpenAI, signed a letter this week urging the U.S. government to back a global slowdown plan, specifically to build tools and governance frameworks for reducing AI development speed if safety indicators cross certain thresholds. This is not an anti-AI letter. These are people who work at AI labs saying that the deployment pace is outrunning the safety infrastructure.
Trump's response, saying he's looking at controls on AI in the wake of the OpenAI breach, is the first public signal from this administration that it's reconsidering its broadly deregulatory posture toward AI. Whether that translates into actual policy or whether it's a reactive statement that fades, we'll see. But the political conditions for some form of AI regulation now exist in a way they didn't 6 months ago.
The Pentagon AI photo going viral over a create a war prompt is almost darkly comic in this context. Almost. The story, as I understand it, involves a DOD-used AI image generation tool that produced an image when given a prompt that explicitly included the phrase create a war. The virality is partly about the absurdity. but it's also surfacing real concerns about how military institutions are deploying generative AI tools without adequate governance around prompt safety and output validation.